USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats defeated for the second time a key vote to begin debate on a massive $1.6 trillion-plus coronavirus package. Negotiations will continue between Senate Republicans and Democrats as partisan tensions continue to boil over. Senate Minority Leader, Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer says,
"We Democrats are trying to get things done, not making partisan speech after partisan speech."
Those comments come as Democrats are including new demands, including tighter fuel emission standards for airlines and an expansion of wind and solar tax credits. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Afghanistan on an unannounced visit. He's there trying to work out a peace deal between the United States and Taliban, and gas prices continue to drop, with the average price per gallon being $2.15 in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The nation's top doctor says social distancing is the best weapon against the COVID-19 virus. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The nation's Surgeon General says many Americans are taking orders to stay home seriously. However,
we're finding out a lot of people think this can't happen to them.
Dr. Jerome Adams saying he's also concerned that many Americans are under the misconception that only the elderly are at risk for the worst of this virus.
It's important for young people to know you can get this disease, you can die from this disease, but most importantly, you can spread it to your loved ones.
Adams spoke there on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Veteran International Olympic Committee member Richard Pound tells USA Today that the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games are being postponed, likely until 2021, with the details set to be worked out in the next month. The games were set to begin on July 24th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he's doing what he can to get medical supplies to those who need it first. With the details, here is USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We have large quantities of medical equipment and supplies on the way based on all of this to those states, including respirators, surgical masks and gowns, face shields, coveralls, and gloves, with large quantities already delivered to Washington and to New York. In addition to large quantities of supplies, I've also directed FEMA to supply 4 large federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for New York, 8 large federal medical stations with 2,000 beds for California, and 3 large federal medical stations and 4 small federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for the state of Washington. The supplies en route to California and New York will be delivered within the next 48 hours.
Airbnb is considering raising capital from new investors as a home-sharing giant wrestles with escalating losses due to the devastating impact of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic on its global business. Airbnb is extending its extenuating circumstances policy, allowing most travelers to cancel their reservations penalty-free. Many home buyers who list their homes on Airbnb are pulling down those listings for the time being. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.